USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people will likely spur on the Federal Aviation Administration to begin requiring safety systems that are currently on certain helicopters that fly America's skies. Bryant, his teenage daughter Gianna, and seven other people were killed when the helicopter crashed near Malibu. The pilot had 8,200 hours of flying time and was deemed instrument rated, which means he should have been capable of flying in low visibility conditions, relying only on information from the helicopter's gauges. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash, and the bodies of the dead have all been recovered from the wreckage on a rugged hillside. The fatal accident rate for helicopters in the U.S. was less than 1 per 100,000 flight hours in 2019, according to the U.S. Helicopter Safety Team, which tallied 24 accidents, claiming a total of 55 lives. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joe Biden continues to lead the Democratic presidential field in a new national poll, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The former vice president ranked first in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders close second. The poll says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has lost some support in recent weeks, while numbers are rising for former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit relating to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles. The lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars, in addition to the $30 million in cash reimbursements. There will also be an easier process for people to get compensated and a simplified buyback program for defective vehicles. Ford spokesman T.R. Reid said the company believes the settlement is fair and reasonable and expects it will be approved during the final hearing on February 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the U.S. beefs up security at the border, Mexican cartels are finding new and creative ways to smuggle drugs into the country. A sophisticated tunnel was revealed by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. It runs 3/4 of a mile long and is the longest tunnel to ever be discovered by U.S. officials. It starts in Mexico and ran under part of the newly fortified border into the U.S. U.S. Deputy Chief Aaron Heike said it's going to be people, narcotics, and the potential for weapons is insane. Drug seizures at U.S. borders are up over the past 5 years. Cocaine seizures have doubled, meth seizures are up 170%, and fentanyl seizures are up a staggering 3,500%. The more than 850,000 apprehensions of migrants at the southern border last year, a 12-year high, is also putting pressure on Border Patrol agents. A petition to use Kobe Bryant's image as the new logo for the NBA has more than 2 million signatures. Bryant, one of the league's all-time greatest players, and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among 9 people who died in a helicopter crash just outside of L.A. Bryant spent 20 years with the Lakers and retired in 2016. Change.org said the petition, which has the support of celebrities Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Usher, is the fastest growing on its website and the first petition of 2020 to top 1 million signatures. The current NBA logo was introduced in 1969, featuring the silhouette of Lakers legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.